Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Toby, I keep talking to him.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It looks like we're having some technical issues with JP. We'll get those figured out in just a second. Continuing on about the NBA Finals, it's crazy with these injuries that you've seen pop up so often in the postseasons. When you look back and you see the guys that have gone down in this postseason run, you look at Damian Lillard goes down with a Achilles injury. You look at Jason Tatum going down with an Achilles injury. You look at Tyrese Halliburton going down last night with an Achilles injury, JP. I mean, the injuries just keep piling up in the playoffs. And I saw Victor Oladipo on Twitter yesterday. He's obviously known for having an injury-riddled career. I saw Sam Decker, who was formerly in the NBA, kind of playing over in Europe now, talking about, hey, shorten the season or we got to figure something out because so many injuries are piling up. What's your take on that?
I think that's crazy. I mean, there's going to be injuries in sports, in all sports. If you want to shorten the NBA season, I'm not against it. But, like, with the amount of load management and all this other stuff, like, the shorten the season conversation just seems silly.
I
don't know. If you want to shorten the season, the regular season of all sports, I don't mean this hyperbolic, in all sports, the NBA regular season is the most devalued of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten to that position because that's how the players treat it. So, like, when they try to create the in-game, in-league tournament or whatever, the players sit out too much, which tells the fans, we don't have to pay attention to this. Like, that's just the reality of it. If you shorten it, would that create more demand and, like, maybe players would take the regular season more seriously? Maybe, but I kind of doubt it. And I don't think the owners are ever giving back games because games mean gates and hot dogs sold and parking, and that's where the cash is. So I think it's silly.
Well, a couple of things. Personally. So number one, I think calf strains have to be taken way more seriously now because you've seen this multiple times. Kevin Durant, I believe, had the same thing happen when he was with Golden State and he blew out his Achilles. Yeah. It was a calf strain. I think Damian Lillard was dealing with the same thing, and then he blew out his Achilles, and we obviously had Tyrese Halliburton. We didn't know if he was going to play game 6 or 7 with a calf injury, and he decides to play both games. He plays in this one and ends up blowing out his Achilles. So I think calf strains are going to have to be taken way more seriously than they have, and I get that you want to get out on the floor. It's the NBA Finals, but it's tough, and now it's going to cost these guys a full season next year. The other thing, too, that I hate is when you look at these guys talking about, hey, shorten the season and this and that, and I hate how they diminish the previous generation of hoopers as if the guys didn't play hard and it was the easiest era of basketball ever. Where they're always like,
totally. Oh,
it's way tougher now and this and that. It's like you're catered to every sense.
Yeah,
like totally. I don't understand how – I don't doubt that maybe the pace of play is a little bit quicker and there's some different stuff that's in the modern game, but also Jordan would go in the lane and get murdered by the Pistons. That doesn't happen now. You have a guy barely get smacked upside the head nowadays, and we're looking for a flagrant foul. So I hate that modern players sometimes do that and almost degrade the history of the NBA when it feels like players in that league do that to the previous generation of hoopers more than any other league. Like, you don't hear, you know, modern NFL players talking poorly about former quarterbacks. Like, that's not how it is. Like, they talk reverentially about Joe Montana and guys like that versus NBA stars, even if they don't come out and say it, will kind of be like, oh, well, that era of hooping wasn't even close to what we're doing now.
They were playing a bunch of plumbers. No, it's that's a great point, dude. And I had never really thought of it, but again, the NBA is the most, like, they devalue their own product the most, the players do. And you're right, the players, and one thing I find fascinating, if you saw those comments from MJ, like, so MJ, Michael Jordan's going to do some work for NBC, with the NBA coming back to NBC, right? And MJ went out of his way to say, like, people try to make it too much us against them with, like, new young players. He's like, that's not how I feel at all. Basketball evolves. Players are playing a different brand now. Like, I don't know why there is, like, the whole boomer thing, right? And maybe this is just cyclical, and maybe I'm in, like, the middle of it because I'm not really young or quite old yet. But, like, it does seem like the current youth, right, for lack of a better word, like, if you're 15 to 25, really seems focused on being dismissive of folks that are older. And I'd argue that's, like, across, not just in sports, but I think you see that the most in the NBA. Like, Jaden Daniels, I mean, just to flip this upside down, Jaden Daniels was at Fanatics Fest this weekend, and we got to get into a lot of things happened up there. But he did a podium TED Talk, whatever you want to call it, with Joe Montana and Dan Marino. And knowing Jaden, I bet he has watched tape of both of those guys, who both probably, I mean, certainly Montana, and I would say Marino too. I bet those dudes didn't play football while Jaden was alive. But Jaden's like a historian of the game and cares deeply about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're right. It's reverence rather than dismissive.
Yeah, and I mean, it is totally different. There's no question about it. And the style of offense that Jaden is playing is totally different than what Dan Marino was doing. But there are still things that you can learn. And I think part of the issue with the way that some of basketball has gotten is analytics and all this stuff. They pretend like they're the smartest people ever because they just run a pick and roll every time down the floor. Like, there needs to be some variance. There needs to be some different styles of hoop involved. And with the exception of the teams that have a freak like a Giannis or a Nikola Jokic, you turn on the NBA night in, night out, and you see a similar style of offense from everybody. I mean, last night, Mark Daigneault, I could coach their offense because it's literally just give the ball to SGA and run a high pick and roll with somebody. And then if that doesn't work, give it to Jalen Williams, let him run a high pick and roll. Like, there's too much of the same sort of stuff. And, you know, at least with Jordan back in the day, you're running the triangle, and there was a nice team element with the Lakers with Magic in the Showtime era. Like, there's an element missing of that, even though the game has evolved and people can shoot better than they probably ever can because you've got 7-footers now shooting threes routinely. Doesn't mean the game's better, and it doesn't mean that it's more watchable. Matter of fact, if anything, it tells you that the game is less watchable because look at the ratings. So, I don't know. There's some stuff that needs to be tweaked in the NBA. I think it's gotten too far away from the actual product. And then the problem is the product on the floor itself. I mean, I'm just watching with my mom last night, and we used to watch the NBA Finals together every single year, and I'm remembering going back and watching those Warriors and Cavaliers and the Heat Finals, and that was intriguing, and we were setting aside time to go watch it. Last night, we could have turned the TV off, and it really wouldn't have made a difference because it didn't feel like it was must-see television. So there's got to be some
tweaks made. Left hand up, Toby?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So that was a pretty good game. And then the third quarter, the Thunder just pulled away. Like late in the third, they started playing really good defense, started hitting a couple threes. And at that point, now because I'm down at the beach, I don't have a multiple TV setup down here. I've been watching this show called The Offer on Paramount Plus. I don't know if you've ever heard or seen it. I'm guessing you don't even know the movie, the show I'm watching. Have you heard of it, Toby?
No, never heard of it.
Okay. It's about the making of the movie The Godfather. Unfortunately, I'm going to guess and say you've never even seen The Godfather.
Never seen The Godfather.
Have you heard of it? Are
yeah,
you familiar
I've heard
with
of The Godfather. Yeah.
Okay, thank God. So, at the end of the third quarter, basketball game got put on my phone, and the offer was on the big screen. Jeff, have you seen The Godfather?
Yes.
Good. Who else is in there with you? Why, Brian?
Yep.
Why, Brian, have you seen The Godfather?
I've seen all three.
Atta boy. The third one's terrible. But The Offer's pretty cool. If you like the movie, you'd probably enjoy that program. I really think it is awesome that the NBA has reached this parity level where it's a different winner for 5 years or whatever. And I know, I think what we sleep on as the American sporting public is how huge the NBA is around the world. I do kind of wonder about this, like, live golf situation happening to the NBA would be really fascinating to watch. But, I mean, the fact that we're all talking about Kevin Durant, right? And I love Kevin Durant just because he's from here. And I thought, I remember watching him at Texas and just being blown away by his ability with his size. And I credit Steph, but I think Durant too. Like, those dudes changed basketball on a fundamental level. Steph just with his insane shot-making ability and the range. But Durant, like, there weren't seven-foot guards. That just, you were trained to go put your back to the basket and work on your post moves. And then he just flipped it all completely upside down. But the fact that Kevin Durant is still such a big deal, LeBron's still such a big deal, Steph's still such a big deal, and the truth is those teams probably – I mean, maybe Durant with Houston can contend for a title. You know, maybe LeBron with Luka if they can build that thing right. You know, the Warriors looked like they were doing pretty good until Steph got hurt. But I just think when you look at, like, real title contenders going forward, those dudes – the biggest names and faces in the league aren't the biggest names and faces in the playoffs. I think that's going to hurt them until maybe SGA emerges as like a true global superstar, but not with those dudes still floating around. Here's what we're going to do. We're actually going to go to Houston, talk to my boy Will Kunkel down there about that Durant trade. We're going to do that at noon. I do want to open the phones up. Jeff, here's what I'm thinking. At 11, I want to play this Micah Parsons, Kevin Durant conversation. Because I think some people will read too much into it, but it is different when you hear it from a player. I'll explain what I mean a little later. But before we go, I got to tell you about my boy John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. I always tell you, if you're looking to buy or sell a house, the easiest way to do it is to just Google John Leahy, and you'll get all the information you need, thefinelivinggroup.com. My boy Leahy, it's a weird market right now. Buyers have a lot of advantages. You need to be in with Leahy and the Fine Living Group. He's going to find you the right house. He's going to make it all work on your timeline and with the least amount of stress. If you go to the website, you can find whatever it is you're looking for. And perhaps most importantly, he's got this home valuation tool. That's a huge asset. If you're sitting on a bunch of equity, man, and you don't know exactly how much and you don't know exactly what your next move could be, you should find it right there. Call John Leahy today at 301-835-1519. Go to thefinelivinggroup.com or just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.